And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide on KQ&A.com. This is not Mayor Mangarelli, if you haven't guessed already. This is Ann Stewart, Sales and Marketing Coordinator for the Prescott Tourism Office. And I'm here with my awesome co-host, Wendy Bridges.
Thank you.
Economic Development Coordinator. And we are filling in for Mayor Mangarelli. We have a great show today. We're going to talk rodeo with Tricia Lewis. Then later, we'll talk Prescott Heritage. Welcome, Tricia.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. We're so excited that it's almost rodeo time in Prescott, one of my favorite times of year.
Yes.
How are plans coming for this year's events?
Well, they're going really well. I just walk in the rodeo office and you'll see everybody's a little bit maxed out, maybe a little on the cranky side. You know, that's how they get this time of year. But
I was there yesterday.
Oh, you were.
I had to go see them and I was like, oh no, you know.
They needed to add a few more people to help, volunteers and also it's been really busy, but that's a good sign.
And things are moving along really well. The ticket office is open now on the east end of the arena, and things are hopping.
Awesome, awesome. Can you tell us about how the schedule of events for this year? I know that depending on when the 4th of July holiday falls within the calendar year, that Frontier Day schedule fluctuates between that day. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year, and so we always follow up that weekend with our parade and then two performances. So that's why it starts on the 1st and it goes till the 7th. So we're Monday, July 1st through Sunday the 7th. And the 4th of July is a 1:30 performance and then also on Sunday. But the others, everything else is a 7:30 performance. So it does seem later this year, and I know we've had people ask about it, and it is just because we usually start the Monday of the last week in June, but because of the 4th of July, we're 8 performances, that's kind of how it works. So
perfect, perfect.
Yes.
So still 8 performances, and I think you said there are still 2 performances on the weekend, correct?
So we have Friday night is always a great show, 7:30, and then Saturday day at 1:30 after the parade. And then Saturday night, 7:30, and then Sunday afternoon. So, yes, there'd be a lot going on. So, and the city, you guys worked with us so well. Thank you. Coordinating the 4th of July events. We have a 1:30 performance, not a night performance on the 4th. And when we first got word that the city was going to close down 89, that made us a little nervous just because we've had other impacts with that, with fires and other things. And so we can make it work. But if we could move it back a little bit, and I know that the Parks and Rec guys and the city police were willing to move it to 2 o'clock. So we were told that you're giving me the look like, what?
Yeah, no. I will find out
like,
for you.
Hopefully I'm making an announcement that's appropriate. But so anyway, yes, the 4th of July will be in and out of there by the time, you know, the fireworks takes place.
Wonderful. So, yeah, if everybody hasn't heard yet, the 4th of July fireworks this year will be at Watson Lake, and that has to do with the highway closure. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for that information, you can go to City of Prescott website, and we will make sure that we have the correct time down for that.
Okay.
And also, can you tell us about some of the top performers this year, some of the top athletes?
So I'm always happy to talk rodeo. And because I think we have the best rodeo in the world, I'm really passionate about this rodeo because we bring in literally the best cowboys and cowgirls that come to this rodeo because, and I want to do a series on this, but I really believe, and I know we've had cowboys that have been, you know, ranked like world champions in Vegas, many of them, and not just cowboys, but the best of the cowgirls come in the barrel racing too. But when they win the buckle, So whoever wins the go-round and whoever wins the average, they will win, you know, Prescott Frontier Days buckle. And we have a really special design. They're very traditional. They're the same every year. And we've had cowboys even on social media and told us that Prescott is the most coveted buckle that they win.
Wow.
So a lot
wow.
of them, you know, they'll go to 50 rodeos a year, the right. ones that are in the top 10, let's say. And they have always said Prescott is one of the most prestigious rodeos to win. And it is a buckle that they would love more than anything else. And that, to me, is speaks volumes.
Absolutely.
Excuse me. It's because there's tradition. It's about prestige. There is a little bit of arrogance with these cowboys
yes.
and cowgirls. I'm not going to lie. They are professionals, and they are very passionate about what they do. And they have this level that, you know, they're out to win. I mean, this mm-hmm. is how a lot of them make their living. And so I think it's really special because we do bring in, and JC has a lot to do with that. JC Trujillo, our general manager, he was a world champion in 1982 or one. Sorry, JC. I've said it a million times. In the bareback riding, and he has that culture, and he has that connection with, you know, when cowboy, the 4th of July is always known for Cowboy Christmas.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of rodeos going on around this region.
Right.
And so cowboys will come in for their two go-rounds, and they're in for a couple hours and out.
And out.
Yep. So we do. We draw the best in the business, pretty much.
That's so fantastic for all of us that
yes.
get to watch them.
Yes.
And so besides, I do know, you had mentioned this, and I a lot of people don't know that when they come to Prescott, these cowboys and cowgirls, they're not here the whole time.
Right.
They usually go between Prescott, sometimes Window Rock, right,
yes.
and some other rodeos.
Yes.
So we're super lucky to have them here.
Yes.
And besides the tradition and the prestige, is there other reasons they might want to come here? I know some of them don't get to enjoy it.
They do. And, I mean, they'll roll in at midnight the night before they have to be up on the, you know, the next day, and then they're out of there. So let me kind of explain really quick how it works. Each cowboy or cowgirl has two go-rounds. So the morning of, like, our rodeos, if there's a 7:30 performance only, then we do what's called slack. So people can stay around. Not a lot of people know this, but you can have a full nother rodeo after our rodeo because all of those cowboys and cowgirls have a second chance. And so they're all competing just like they were in the rodeo performance. They just don't have a live audience. I mean, some of the, you know, families and the diehards will stay for that. That can go some nights till like 2-3 in the morning.
Wow.
Because, and then they have to get in their rig and then drive to, let's say, Reno or to Window Rock or some rodeo in Texas. I mean, like Trevor Brazil, he's the, you know, world champion however many times. And he literally is in here. I think he's got drivers that come from all over, bring his rigs. He's got two rigs on the road at least, I think, all the time. And he's just one of many. But that's the rodeo business. They
right.
come in. They spend the night usually in their trailer, their fancy trailers. They get ready for the performance. And they do their first run. And if we have two performances, they do those both. So, like, Saturday, they'll do their two runs then.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of these, they're all going to be at slack after the rodeo. And so by the time they're done with that, then they're off to the next rodeo. So they're probably with us for maybe 24, maybe 48 hours.
Right. During that whole
yes. Yeah. And then they're on to the next rodeo. That's just the world that rodeo. I was married to a rodeo cowboy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but that's how it goes. So.
Well, and lastly, I heard we're going to have another exciting guest in the rodeo this year. I heard Mayor Marion Gorelli might be riding
yes.
in,
okay.
and I heard he had to try out, right?
So
yes.
Melody Wagner, the office manager, her daughter, Cassie, is in charge of the Grand Entry tryouts. And she told me, she said, gosh, you know what? The mayor, he is, like, actually really good. He's a good rider. He had a great horse. He had a nice saddle. Like, he's the real deal. I guess he was raised on a ranch or something. I don't
mm-hmm.
know. But, yeah,
Kansas,
he qualified
right?
and
Kansas?
He made it.
Kansas.
He totally did. And so, yes,
good
he's going
him.
To be in. And I've heard other people, they're jealous that he's actually going to be in and they've never been in. Other politicians, it's like, well, get on your horse and let's go. But they
it's
do
not
have
as
to
easy
qualify.
As it looks.
No, it's not.
It's not.
I took my horse there one day, and he's a ranch cowboy horse. And he's been to a lot of rodeos. And so I took him over there thinking, there's going to be no problem with this. Well, the flags, he wasn't used to the flags. And they have a little crinkly mm-hmm. sound to them. And Mo was just, like, not into it. And so I just decided, no, I don't really want to cause a scene. I know too many people here want to cause a scene. So I usually just stand from back and appreciate all of those that go in there. Because it can be nerve-wracking.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, this is so exciting. It gets me pumped up for the rodeo. I hope it's getting everybody else excited. We are going to take a break. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide on KQ&A.com. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back. This is Ann Stewart filling in for Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli. We're back with Tricia Lewis with Prescott Frontier Day's Oldest Rodeo. And really quickly, we want to mention some information about voting for the World's Oldest Rodeo on USA Today. Basically, there's a list of 20 rodeos, and we want to get in the top 10. And so there is, we want to be number one. We were number two last year.
Yes.
There's the link that you can go to vote for, this vote is on the Visit Prescott website. It's also on the World's Oldest Rodeo website.
Facebook page.
Both of those Facebook pages. Or if you need the information, please don't hesitate to call me at 777-1259. But we're in a pretty big group of some larger, prestigious rodeos. Can you tell us about some of those other ones?
So I talk about the rodeo like it's my baby because it really has been a labor of love. And I will tell you that this rodeo has been listed, we were listed in the Hall of Fame in, I think, 2009. And so... And we are listed as one of the top best 40 rodeos in the country. So with that comes that, like I was saying, this prestigious nature or notoriety. And so we're listed on they have 20 rodeos that they picked on a national scale. We're talking the NFR, which is the National Finals Rodeo. That's like the Super Bowl of rodeos in Vegas. And then we have the Cheyenne Frontier Days. That's a huge rodeo. Pendleton's another one. I mean, the rodeos that we're listed with are amazing, if not bigger than we are, to be honest.
I saw Calgary Stampede on there.
Yes, there's some big, my son's like, Mom, there's some really big rodeos on there. Yeah, there are. And Prescott's not the biggest. We are not the biggest rodeo, but we are the best.
We are the best.
I'll tell
you that. For all the listeners out there, please go to these Facebook pages to vote for USA's Today's top rodeo.
So USA Today does 10 best. And so they go and they'll categorize them down to the top 10. And it's a voting. It's bragging rights pretty much. And last year we were in first place all through rodeo because Randy Corley made the announcement. We pushed it through social media. We were first all the way up until I swear the day before the voting closed.
Yes.
And so I'm calling and emailing those people like, what's going on? And they're like, no, you're second. Like when the results came out and they told me, we can't tell you the count, but it was very, very,
very
close.
So. You can vote more than once, everyone.
Yes.
And we all have more than one device, our phone, our computer, our laptop, our iPad. Vote on all of them.
That would be lovely. Thank you all.
So let's talk about some of the specialty acts because those are always exciting.
So specialty acts in the world of rodeo is those that people that, you know, aren't like avid rodeo goers, if you call it that, would call them clowns or, you know, people that come through and they do the intermission, let's say people would call it. We don't call it that because in rodeo, we have like the best 3 hours of pure entertainment. It's like action from the minute we start till the very end. We don't have intermission. So we have two bullfighters, one that has been here for many, many years, Court Hunt. He's from Nebraska, but he's like one of the best bullfighters. Then we have Luke Kraut, who's from Australia, and he's here too. And then we have a barrelman. Okay, so they're the two guys that are running around, and the cowboys, the bullriders fall off the bull. They're the ones that try to distract the bull from prancing and jumping on the cowboy who just fell off. So they're a safety net for that. Then there are guys in the barrel men, that's his name. His name's Justin Rumford, and he's coming. I don't know him. This is his first year here.
Oh, good.
And they're the ones that we, like Robbie Hodges we had last year, and he was the funny guy. So he's the one that interacts with the announcer all the time. And he is in the barrel during the bull riding.
Right.
So he's the one that protects the bull fighters. So he's out there watching for them, like check out, watch out. And so they're all kind of in this three system program. So they're there, but we have, we've had several really amazing specialty acts. We have the one armed bandit, John Payne, the one armed bandit coming back this year. He's like a 14 time PRCA, specialty act of the year. He's had buffalo come running through there. He's, I think he's got zebras this year. He's had Watusis. So he's very interesting, and people love him. So he's going to be here as well.
That sounds so fun.
And then we always have the Diamond Z Shire horses, those black, amazing, beautiful Shire horses. They are lovely.
That sounds exciting.
They'll be here too. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I know.
So World's Oldest Rodeo, we talked about the schedule of the rodeo. There's a lot of other activities that go on around, you know, during this week. I call it Rodeo Week, 4th of July, a lot of people call it. But let's talk about, just mention some of those. The rodeo dance, there's the Kiwanis Kitty Parade, Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo Parade. There's a lot of them. So maybe we should just go through the list real quick.
So I just want to mention that we always kick off our rodeo season, the first performance, at 5:30 with the Happy Hearts for Rodeo for Exceptional Children. And that's always put on by Horses with Heart, or Horses for Heart. They it's just a really neat thing. I would encourage everyone to come out early if you're coming opening night. Come out and watch these, you know, they're people with special needs, and they have horses out there that are very tame and calm. And they literally, like, go through cones. It's just a really special. It's quiet. It's unannounced, pretty much. And it's just special. It's a special time. So that's the way we kick off rodeo. And then the rodeo dance, this year we have two nights of family night. And the first night, I don't know why this is, on the 4th of July, the hours are 8 p.m. to midnight.
Okay.
And then, and that's family night, so anyone can come to it.
And that starts on the 4th of July.
Yes, at the BMO parking lot, at Cortez and Montezuma. No, not Cortez. What am I saying? Montezuma and Sheldon.
Right.
Okay, where Sprouts and all that is. And then the 5th, we added a second family night, and that's from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Okay.
And then it's a normal non-family night on the Saturday.
Okay.
8 p.m. to 1 a.m.
So the dance is the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th.
Yes.
So basically over the weekend.
Yes. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then the Kiwanis Kitty Parade, I've never been to it. I know, isn't that horrible?
It's my favorite event.
It is.
It's the best event of the whole year.
I know, I bet it is.
Really? So
okay, yeah. I'll be there this year.
Yes,
I know, I need
definitely
to go.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. So that's on July 5th at 8:30, Cortez and Goodwin. And my phone. And then the parade. Okay, so it's sponsored by Barrett Propane.
Yeah.
And we picked a theme this year. I'm like, we have a theme. Authentic Western tradition. Okay, so we have, I know my, we have a parade, I'm sorry, I just got distracted. July 6th at 9 a.m. is the courthouse, that's when the parade is. But, like I said, the theme, authentic Western tradition, sorry. And our parade Gary Marshall is, Clyde Allred. And from JC's World, he's like one of the best, like old school rodeo legends. He's been around.
Wow.
He started his rodeo professional career here, and he's still around. He's like 90 something. So we always have somebody who has a really, really awesome background, and it's neat. So he'll be there. And then I know there's the Arts and Crafts Fair downtown around the Courthouse Plaza, July 5th through the 7th. And then the Cowboy Church is pretty cool too. It's, in the rodeo, in the grandstands on Sunday the 7th. At 10 a.m. So that's pretty cool.
Wonderful. Okay. All right. Well, we went over the schedule. If people are looking for these events, you can go to the city website. You can go to World's Oldest Rodeo website. You can go to visitprescott.com and look for all of this information. All right. We are going to take a break now. And when we return, Wendy, I believe, may be taking over as host.
I sure will.
Okay. Actually, before we take a break, Tricia, is there anything else that you'd like to mention about rodeo?
Yes, one quick thing. Every year we have something new, and this year we're excited to honor and present the complimentary shuttle service that Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos are offering.
Yes.
So they're going to be starting each performance 2 hours beforehand, and they're going to run 2 hours after. The pickup will be at the Frontier Village, like where that big Across from Einstein's Bagels. And that parking lot is big. And so we're encouraging people, if they don't want to worry about parking, they don't want to pay for parking, take this shuttle. It's free. They'll drive you right to the ticket office, and they're running 2 hours before and after each performance. If you want to go to the casino, on the back of the ticket is a $10 voucher, so you can go to the casino. And it's a great partnership, and it's something we've really been pushing. So, and it's complimentary, and we just encourage it, whoever's on the shuttle, that you already have a ticket, because we're ticket sales are up about $40,000 this year than they were this time last year. And we have a great marketing team, and one of them sitting next to me.
Yes,
she's not saying a word. Donna working, but
we're having a good time here
Donna.
In the studio today.
Yeah, we are. So anyway, a great mention to that.
Everyone look for the information on the shuttle this year. That is brand new. It's going to be a great addition and going to be really convenient for all of you going to the rodeo. The other thing, too, is we all, I always like to tell everybody to make sure they read the Know Before You Go sheet to the rodeo.
Yes.
Again, that information we can get to you. It's on visit-prescott.com and the World's Oldest Rodeo.
We have it plastered all over our page because we will turn people away. If you have a big backpack or like a photo bag, we're very strict. As you are, every event you go to anymore, you're restricted on what you can bring. And so we're just following the rest of the kind of safety precautions for that.
It's a great thing.
I know it's kind of an inconvenience, but we do sell Claire bags with Prescott Frontier Days logo on them.
Yeah.
So that's it. And our website has a ton of information, has a rodeo schedule. You can still buy tickets for all the performances. Ticket office is open, and our Facebook and social media outlets are very, very active. So that's a great place to go for information, too.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Tricia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everyone, you should have the scoop now on the World's Oldest Rodeo and Prescott Frontier Days. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles
together. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Prescott Frontier Rotary puts on Prescott's biggest garden party. It's the 14th annual Grapes for Grades auction and wine tasting to benefit the PUSD 21st Century Summer Program. And the garden is Waters Garden Center. Some of the proceeds from this event will provide funding for this great summer program that builds a strong foundation in all academic basics and enrichment classes in science and computers. The date for this year's garden party is Sunday, June 30th from 5 till 8, and tickets are $50 each. As is traditional with this event, 12 different wines will be available for tasting, as well as local beers from Prescott Brewing. Music will be provided by Anton and Drew, and hors d'oeuvres and sweets will be prepared by El Gato Azul. Tickets are available at Olson's for Healthy Animals in Prescott, as well as Prescott True Value, Waters Garden Center, and PrescottFrontierRotary.com. Hey folks, if you miss it, don't whine, get it. To me, good enough just isn't.
Another tie for Father's Day, or maybe some cologne? All you really wanted was to be in a hammock in your shady backyard. I'm Ken at Waters Garden Center. Come get the beautiful trees you've always wanted during our 4th of July tree sale. Trees are specially priced, ready to grow. Buy three or more and get our guaranteed plant service, half price. It's hot out there, so we'll do the hard work for you and make your backyard as comfortable as your living room. Safe, natural, organic. Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. The Phoenix Fire Department says it now knows what caused Tuesday's brush fire that was burning so close to homes in a west side neighborhood near 63rd Avenue and Happy Valley Road.
Three teenagers, all 16 years old, admitted to lighting off fireworks, which led to the brush fire igniting.
Fire Captain Kenny Overton says after questioning, the teenagers were returned to the custody of their parents. The fireworks were set off in a brush-filled area. It took an aerial attack to put out the fire.
Just prior to announcing his re-election bid, President Trump tweeted that beginning next week, his administration will deport millions of illegal aliens.
There's some doubt about whether the president's statement was any more than rhetoric to excite his base. Even Republicans like Gilbert's Andy Biggs admits ICE currently lacks the staff and resources. Hannah Gutman, Arizona News Radio, Washington.
Sunny and dry days, clear mild overnights into your KQ&A weather weekend, cooling after bedtime to near 56, then very windy Thursday and Friday, highs tomorrow around 86, Friday and Saturday 82 and 77. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, perfect weekend weather for the Prescott Bluegrass Festival. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, clear overnight skies, a late night low near 60, warming up to a sunny and dry 98 tomorrow, gusty winds Thursday and Friday, up to 93 and 89 Friday and Saturday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Well, hello. I am Wendy Bridges. I'm sitting in for Mayor Mangarelli today. I'm not as great at being a mayor as he is. Actually, I'm not a mayor at all. My my role, I am the economic development practitioner for the city of Prescott, and I am happy to be here hosting this segment, and I am going to have as my guest someone that we all know and love who is just hosting the first segment. We're going to have Ann Stewart, who is the tourism marketing and sales coordinator for the city of Prescott. Welcome back, Ann.
Thank you very much.
And so we have a lot of great things going on in the city of Prescott, but something really exciting is happening right now, and I'd love to have you tell us a little bit, or a lot, about the Prescott Heritage Trail and History Hunt Adventure.
Absolutely. This is exciting, and I know a lot of people have heard us talk about this over the last year, but the Prescott Heritage Trail launched last May. It is a self-guided walking tour that originally took you to 25 stops. It now takes you to 29 stops.
Wow.
And basically, the concept was to embrace our history, take people to these historical and cultural landmarks, and just remind us of the wonderful story of Prescott. Well, the second part of the Heritage Trail launched this May, and that's the History Hunt Adventure. So it's a portion of the Heritage Trail, and that booklet, the guide, basically, is for families, students, visitors, classrooms. Adults can even do it if they want. But
yeah,
the History
Hunt
Adventure launched as a portion of the Heritage Trail just a month ago.
You know, it's such a great thing for our community because Prescott has, first, an incredible history and heritage and culture, but it's so celebrated in our community. And so I'm curious to get your take on how the reaction from the public has been to the launch of these new adventures in our community.
Sure. I think, like all of us that are from here and have lived here a long time, you know, we're excited to continue to learn more history. We all know that Prescott holds a special place, not only just for our city alone as history, but for the county, the state, being the territorial, you know, capital in 1864. And so for me, it's been really exciting because a lot of us know the history. I know about some of these historic landmarks. I know about some of these cultural attractions, but it reminds me how it all began, where it started, and where we are today. And so it's just exciting to think about, you know, where we came from and how we got here.
Absolutely. So you mentioned the territorial capital. So is that a hint of one of the clues that we might find on the hunt?
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay.
It might be. So, and really quick, we'll go back to the concept of the Prescott Heritage Trail and the History Hunt Adventure actually came from City Manager Michael Lamar. If anyone has done the Freedom Trail or is familiar with the Freedom Trail in Boston, mm-hmm. it follows that concept. And so that's where it came from. And, but it's just really fun to do. But there are clues. So basically, the Heritage Trail, you just do on your own. It takes you to our plaques around town that talk about history. And it's because of our historic preservation efforts that we're able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The landmarks are marked with the Heritage Trail. So, you know, according to the map, you are where you're supposed to be. And then the History Hunt is more of a scavenger type activity booklet.
Now that's fun.
And it is really great because it talks about an intro into the guide, which talks about the territorial capital and the foundings and some history behind that and how we got here.
And so that is for all ages.
All ages.
All ages.
It's mainly, yeah, basically was designed for students, families, visitors, and it's broken up into age categories. So there's an elementary category, there's a middle school category, there's a high school category. However, there is kind of a visitor category that is within some of those other categories. So anybody could do it. If any age, they can just follow the visitor category. There's icons that tell you which one.
I love that because I have a teenager at home who might say there's never anything good to do. Well, here you go. This
there
is
you
something
go.
Really great to do. And it's a fun way to learn about the history and heritage in our community and see some really cool things.
Yes.
So it's interesting because some of these sites are downtown. We both work downtown and see mm-hmm. these things every day. But how often do we remember to stop and appreciate that history that happened right on that site?
Right. Absolutely. And the Heritage Trail, it's going to grow every year. So mm-hmm. we started it downtown to make it, you know, kind of start right there. But it's going to grow to about 50 sites.
Oh, wow.
Eventually over
yeah.
the years,
mm-hmm.
50, 60 sites over the years. So exactly what you're saying. There's plaques and stories and landmarks all over our city that some people might not even know about.
Right.
So it's really just for you to, you know, go to your favorite historical landmarks and then rediscover new ones that you may not know about.
There, and Prescott has great stories. That is the thing that when I moved here over 20 years ago that really endeared me to our community was to live. So, I mean, you can hear about a cool story about a poker game that happened in a saloon, but if you're sitting in the palace and that's where the poker game
yes.
happened and you're hearing the story, it makes it so memorable and relatable and
mm-hmm.
it's just amazing. So those great, and I don't know if there's a poker clue on the scavenger hunt, but you're going to have to
Absolutely.
Learn more about it and find out if there is.
Yeah.
And so speaking of that, one of the things that I think is really important, can you tell me a little bit about some of the people who were involved in developing
yes.
this?
Yeah. So the Prescott Heritage Trail and the History Hunt Adventure were a collaboration between many organizations, historians, educators, and citizens,
mm-hmm.
Charlotte Hall, the Prescott Western Heritage Center, the City of Prescott, the Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Information Center, which we couldn't do this without them
mm-hmm.
because we're going to get into where you pick this information up. And then lastly, we had a group of educators, an elementary school, a middle school, high school, historians, citizens, and that's how we were able to do this because it could have not come together without all of these people.
So all of these professionals came together mm-hmm. to make this really incredible. It's really a gift to our community and to the visitors that come to our community, this incredible adventure that you can have. Where can folks find out? I mean, where do you find the trail map? Where do you get the scavenger hunt information?
Sure.
What do you do?
So you pick up your Prescott Heritage Trail map and your History Hunt Adventure booklet at the Chamber of Commerce Visitor Information Center. And for everyone, you should know that's at 117 West Goodwin Street. So the maps, you can get outside anytime, even if the chamber is closed. But if you want the History Hunt Adventure booklet, they are inside for you to get. And so you just pick them up there at the Visitor Information Center. The directions are in the booklet on the map, and you just go about your way on this adventure.
Okay, so the Visitor Center, which is right downtown, and you can start the adventure right from that location.
Correct. The adventure starts, the Prescott Heritage Trail and the History Hunt Adventure both start at the Visitor Information Center Chamber of Commerce, which was the original jail and firehouse.
And there's a story right there. Mm-hmm. There's a great story right yeah. there. So I have to ask Ann, because now you've lived in Prescott your whole life.
Yes.
I know we don't want to give too much away, because we really want you folks that are listening to go out and try these trails.
Oh, yeah.
And really, they are for all ages, all levels of ability. So it's really something fun that you can do. What is your favorite part about it? Is there a location?
Yes. Well, actually, within the booklet, the History Hunt Adventure, well, I love the Heritage Trail because it's so fun that you can do it all at once. You can do it in bits and pieces. So, you know, go to a couple of the stops, get a coffee. Go to a couple of mm-hmm. stops, get lunch. Go to a couple stops, shop, you know. So that's fun. You can do it all in bits and pieces or all at once. But on the History Hunt Adventure, my favorite thing about it are these Did You Know sections that were inserted into every stop that give you just a little bit, like a snippet of kind of the backstory or maybe somebody associated with this stop.
Wow. Okay.
So I will tell you that there's a story about a female on site number 10.
Okay.
And it has to do, the site is, I can tell you, it's the Rough Rider statue. But the Did You Know is about a female. And it's a really great story.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you for sure, I'm going to have to go and get the booklet.
Yes.
And do the trail till I get to site 10 and find the Did You
yeah.
Know.
And the Did You Knows are only one or two paragraphs. They're
yeah.
short, concise, give you a good piece of the history. But a lot of people after this want to learn more about this, and that's what they can mm-hmm. go to Charlotte Hall. They can go to, you know, Phippen. They can go to Smoke Eye. They can go to the Western Heritage Center and get more information, because it kind of leaves you hanging and you
yeah.
want to know more.
I want to know more right now. I want to stop this radio show and go and get a booklet right this very second. But we are covering for the mayor, and he is our boss, so we will stay.
Yes.
And listeners, thank you. So I do have other questions about the trail, but in particular, but I wanted to ask one other thing. If folks just want to start on the trail, is that available online, or do they need to go to the chamber and pick that up?
Yeah, you can. The map is available on visit-prescott.com.
Okay.
And also on the City of Prescott website.
Okay.
That's for the Heritage Trail. The booklet is not available online because it's physical form. You need the booklet
mm-hmm.
because each site has a different activity. You know, one is a fill in the blank. One is a draw a picture. They're all different. So
fun.
You have to have the booklet in order to do the history hunt.
Well, you want to have the booklet.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the adventure. And that's where the Did You Knows are.
Right.
Number 10, Rough Rider statue. Everyone remember that. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about the history hunt before we go back to the Heritage Trail? Because I do want to talk a little bit more about the trail.
Yeah. On the history hunt, if you start, as we mentioned, at the Chamber of Commerce Visitor Information Center, you also end there if you're doing the History Hunt Adventure. And you, once you complete it, you get a button and a certificate. So it's really fun for the students or the kids or the families to be able to take that token home with them. You actually get to keep the booklet, too. So you get to keep that information. The
mm-hmm.
booklet is yours, but you go home with something else as well.
Okay, so not only do you have a fun time on the history hunt, but at the end you get this great booklet with fun activities inside, but then you get to go and get, I'm going to call it a reward or
there
maybe
you go.
A treasure
mm-hmm.
At the end that kind of commemorates that. That's something that's really fun, I think, for locals and visitors alike, and you'll have a little keepsake of the experience.
Yes.
That's so nice. I wanted to circle back to the Heritage Trail.
Mm-hmm.
What is the length of the trail?
Right now, if you did all 29 stops at once, it would probably take you 90 minutes.
Okay, so
some might be able to do it quicker.
Okay, and do you know what the ability level is, beginner, advanced, intermediate?
Absolutely. So, like I mentioned, the beginning sites, there's 29, well, let's say 26 right now that are downtown. Mm-hmm. It's downtown around the plaza.
Okay.
And then the section we added this year is up Elks Hill.
Okay.
So it's flat. It's shady, as we know, down there.
Mm-hmm.
The other three sites that make up the 29, mm-hmm. Or the other four, I'm sorry. Yeah. Are our museums and excellent. The Western Heritage Center. We think it's really important to include those in the first stop.
Yeah.
You know, so you can walk to Charlotte Hall, as we know. It's a quick drive to Smoke Eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Western Heritage is downtown now as well. So it's easy. It's flat. As we all know, downtown's flat. The hardest work you're going to have to do is to go up Elks Hill to see the three stops up there.
Yeah, so that's really nice because I know a lot of our residents and even visitors too love walking around the courthouse mm-hmm. square, and we see them, Ann and I both work right in downtown, and we see them all day long every day of the week, and it's so wonderful. But imagine just taking that up another level and, you know, going on the Heritage Trail and seeing all these fantastic sites and location and this history that's all around you, the great story of Prescott. So I am looking at our producer, and we have a few more minutes, so I'm going to get a little bit more into talking about the trail. Now, I myself love to hike, and I don't typically think about a downtown environment for hiking, but
right.
downtown Prescott actually has not only this great heritage trail, but we have some other opportunities for hiking. If
yes.
maybe you work downtown, you want to, you know, 20 minutes out on your lunch break, get some exercise in, get some vitamin D out in the sun, there's some great options. And one of the things that Ann and actually a lot of people are working very closely on is our urban trailways is what
yes.
I'm going to call it, but that covers the Granite Creek Corridor. Now, does the Heritage Trail connect with that at all?
It, parts of it do right now, but
excellent.
The concept, when it grows, because as I mentioned, it's going to grow every year, it will connect trails.
Okay.
So there are parts right now of the Heritage Trail that will go to some of those corridors, but then eventually they'll all connect as well.
That is really cool
yes.
because I think the great thing about the trails in Prescott is the connectivity.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
can be downtown and you can be on a trail and connect your way. And, you know, in a few minutes, you're outside of town in our
right.
beautiful scenery. And it doesn't even feel like you were in a town at all.
Yeah. And I'll just mention that, you know, eventually, because I had mentioned that this will grow to 50 or 60 stops. One of the stops is out on the Peavine.
And that's the most popular trail, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's coming in the years to come, but it, you know, it gives you the chance to learn history, remember these special moments, enjoy the beauty of the area, and take in all, you know, more there is to offer in Prescott as well.
That's so exciting. So, in case you missed it, we're talking about the Prescott Heritage Trail and History Hunt with Ann Stewart from the City of Prescott Office of Tourism. And if you'd like to get more information, you can go online for the Prescott Heritage Trail map to prescott-az.gov or to visit-prescott.com. We have a lot of dashes in there.
We do.
We didn't think that out very well. But so those are two places you can go. But you have to, in order to do the history hunt, you have to go in person to the Chamber of Commerce in downtown Prescott at 117 South Goodwin Street. And you can pick up the booklet that has the activities and all. And don't forget, number 10, Rough Rider statue.
Yeah. Check out the Did You Know.
Check out the Did You Know. I know we have to, well, you know what it is,
I do.
But I have to go and get it and find out what it is. And I hope our listeners are interested in and want to go and pick it up as well. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think just to go get your booklet, get your Heritage Trail, you know, don't do it once. You might want to do it a couple times.
Okay.
And that's what I'd like to add.
I think, you know what, because I think it could be different each time. So I'm getting the signal, so I would like to say that you are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 99.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and of course streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com, and we'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Imagine a solar panel connected to your air conditioning unit that saves you energy and money. Intelligent Design Air Conditioning and Heating will tell you more about it and how it works. The Urban Farm will be dishing out edible desert plants, staycations, how-tos, and your home improvement questions. So start your weekend at our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Come out and celebrate over 35 years of Sawyer Brown.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Sawyer Brown, live in concert. Saturday, June 22nd. Gates open at 6 p.m. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, Stargazer Pavilion.
The race is on and here comes pride in the back.
With special guests, Shenandoah and Rick Trevino. Tickets are on sale now at the Casino Gift Shop and CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. The Diamondbacks host the Colorado Rockies Wednesday at 6, Monday at 11:30, at 99.9 FM in Prescott, at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Well, welcome back. I am not Greg Mangarelli, but I am Wendy Bridges filling in for Mayor Greg Mangarelli, and this is Talk of the Town on KQ&A. We are talking with Ann Stewart, the marketing person for the City of Prescott Tourism Office. And I say marketing person, but you're really so much more than that. You're sales marketing. You do so much more, Ann. But during the break, we were talking, and we thought that this would be a great opportunity to bring this up. And you said you were okay with answering this. So you are born and raised Prescottonian. Your family has been here for generations. So the Heritage Trail talks about the history of Prescott. So that must have felt really personal for you. So why is something like the Heritage Trail important to you, Ann?
That's a great question. So I want to backtrack a little bit. So when I first started with this position, the Heritage Trail concept had come about. And it was so exciting to think, oh my goodness, we can put all of these stories, not all of them, I mean, there's a lot of history, but some of these stories into a self-guided walking tour to give everybody, you know, background, a glimpse of what it was. And the concept was, you know, this may attract more visitors and it'll be great for people who are coming to Prescott and to Arizona to know the story of the territory. And as I was listening to it, first it made me very proud because I thought about our history, but I said, you know, yes, this is amazing for people that come to visit Prescott, but I think it's so important for the locals as well, because we all as Prescottonians embrace our history.
Absolutely.
And so that I think was why it was important to me, because we need to continue to tell the story, continue to remember where we came from, how we got here, all of the people that are involved in that story. And so I'd say that's what's most important for me. I have lived in two other states, but just like everybody, I keep coming back and back and back to Prescott.
We can't let you go.
And I wouldn't live anywhere else. And it's just, I'm really proud of my roots and where we all are today and where I came from and where people who are also from Prescott and other states that live here today, what that story is.
And that is probably the best way that you could put it. And the enthusiasm in your voice when you were talking about it. I mean, I know, I personally know you're sincere, but I think our listeners could tell that you are very sincere in that.
Yes.
So remember, you know, the assets that we have in our community, they're not just for visitors. They're for you too, our residents.
Yes.
So get out there and enjoy the Prescott Heritage Trail and the History Hunt Adventure. And don't forget about, location number 10 and the Did You Know fact.
Yes.
So, Anne, I would like to thank you for all you do for our community and to promote Prescott. You do such a wonderful job, and I can't think of anyone better we want out there talking about Prescott and inviting people to come and visit our community.
Well,
so
thank you
very much.
Thank you. It's easy to talk about Prescott, and it's an honor that and a privilege for me to do it.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So on that, we are going to wrap up. So you've been listening to The Talk of the Town on KQ&A 1130 AM and 99.9 FM here in beautiful Prescott, 99.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and, of course, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.